Hello and welcome to Heart. My name is Emma and I'm part of the team here at Heart Ministry for Women. Now, if you've been with us over the last few weeks, you know that we're in the middle of Lent and we've been on a bit of a journey. So I just want to recap what Rosemary's been talking about over the last few weeks. Now, Rosemary started off our Lenten journey by talking about who is God. And she described him as Almighty, Loving Father, Creator, Holy, Perfect. And in that first week, she talked about if we could just find some silence in our lives, get rid of the noise of our lives, and we could find that time of silence, then we would be able to hear God. And I really hope that you've been able to do that through these last few weeks. Then we moved on to talking about the sticking points that we have in our lives that stop us from going deeper in our relationship with God. And they're different for each one of us. What is stopping you? Maybe you say, I'm not qualified. I don't have enough ability. God, I can't do it now, but maybe in the future. What is it for you? And then last week, we talked about the Father's heart and how if we get to know the Father's heart, then we can trust in God at a deeper level. And we see the Father's heart through his Son, Jesus. We see it through the way that Jesus spoke with people, the way he listened to people, the way he loved people. And so this week, I want to go the next step on our journey. And what I want to talk about is sin. I want to talk about forgiveness. I want to talk about the sacrament of reconciliation. And ultimately, I'm talking about the mercy and grace of our God. Now, it's not really easy to talk about sin. It's not really something that's very nice. But we need to talk about it because it's fundamental to us as a Christian to talk about sin. It's why Jesus came for us, because we sin. Now, many years ago, I went to reconciliation. And this time that I went to reconciliation, it had actually been a few years that I had been. For some reason, I'd just not gone for a little while. But I decided that I needed to go. And so I rocked up to my local parish, which I went to Mass every week. And I rocked up, and if you've ever been to reconciliation, when you get to the church, you look over to see where the priest is in the confessional. And then often there's a pew that people line up, sit along, and they get ready to go to reconciliation. And so, you know, I rock up and I try to figure out which way is the pew going because I don't want to sit on the wrong end, but then I figure that out. So I sit on the end of the queue. And as I sit down, there's an older gentleman who's probably about 80 years old. And he turns to me and he has a bit of a laugh and he goes, ha ha ha. He's like, your list won't be very long, but my list, oh, I've got a big list. And I just had a little bit of a laugh with him. And I thought, oh, it kind of made me feel a little bit at ease. And then I sat there just in silence. And you just wait your turn. And each person's going in to see Father. And as I'm waiting there, I actually began to get really nervous as I'm reflecting on what I want to say to the priest, what sins I have to confess. And I start to get really nervous and I actually start to shake a little bit. And then I start to get really teary and I've got tears in my eyes. And eventually it's my turn. So I get up and I go in and I just say to the Father, Father, it's been a long time since I've been to reconciliation. And then I confess my sins. And the priest so graciously says a prayer over me and says the prayer of absolution that absolves you from your sins. And I left feeling like a weight had been lifted from me. I felt restored and I felt God's grace upon me that he had forgiven me for my sins. And it was later that I reflected on why was I feeling so nervous and so teary in the wait to go into reconciliation? Why was I feeling that way? And I think it's because I was confronted with my own humanity. I was confronted with the fact that I fall short. I was confronted with the fact that I had done wrong and that I had sinned. And when we talk about forgiveness and asking God's forgiveness and other people's forgiveness in our lives, the first thing for us to ask of forgiveness is to admit that we have done wrong. And if I'm really honest, it's hard to admit that I've done wrong. Maybe you feel the same way. But it's hard to say that I've been deceitful, that I've lied, that I've cheated, that I may have defrauded people. It's hard to admit. It's not easy. Tell me if you've ever had an experience like this. One day I was in the kitchen and I was having an argument with my husband. I can't remember what it was over, but I remember he had said something like, "You said you were going to do this." And I was like, "No, I did not." And we're arguing back and forth. And as we're arguing, in my head, all of a sudden I think to myself, "Oh no, I did say I was going to do something and I didn't do it. I'm in the wrong here." And I'm playing this game in my head as I'm having this argument with Ronan. I'm thinking, do I keep going down the track and defending myself, which is then being dishonest because I've just realised that I'm in the wrong here? Or do I fess up and do I ask forgiveness and do I say that I'm wrong? It's hard to admit that we're wrong. And it's hard because of pride. It's hard to confront the real me at times. And that's because I'm frail. As humans, we are frail. We are broken. Which is why God, our loving Father, sent Jesus, his Son, to us. God, who is so perfect and so holy, and then us, who is imperfect, who because of our sins separate ourselves from God, Jesus came to fill that gap, to die on the cross for us so that we could live our eternity with God because of Jesus dying on the cross for us and forgiving us of our sins. As we walk with God and as we want to live as a Christian, he calls us constantly to holiness. He calls us constantly to draw closer to him and to live in the ways of his kingdom. And that is to be someone who's loving, to be someone who's kind, to be a person of generosity, to serve, to put others first. But when we sin, we reject God. We don't choose those things. We choose against God when we sin. And we say to God, "No, I'm going to do it my way." But if we want to restore our relationship with God, then we need to seek forgiveness. To accept God back into our lives, that's when we need to seek forgiveness. And that's the beauty of the sacrament of reconciliation. You probably heard on Ash Wednesday the word repent. And it's said often around this time of year. And repent means to turn away from sin. And we need to repent of our sins. We need to say to God, "I haven't lived up to the person you've asked me to be. I'm confessing, I'm calling it out. God, I don't want to live that way anymore. I'm turning away from sin. I repent, God. Would you forgive me?" And when we do that, that's when we can repair our relationship with God. You know, the story in the Bible that I just love so much is the story of the prodigal son. And you've probably heard it many times. And it's a beautiful story because it's a story of repentance and it's the story of the merciful love of a father. We have two sons and one of the sons goes to his dad one day and he says, "Dad, I want my inheritance now. I know you're not dead, but I'd like my half of the property. Can you sell it? Give me all the money." And so the father does. And the son goes off. He abandons the father's house, says, "I don't want to live in your house anymore. I don't want to live the way that you're living." And he goes off and he squanders all of his inheritance, everything that he has. And he gets to a point where he's feeding pigs and he's living with the pigs. And he starts to reflect on where he's gotten to in his life with all the choices that he's made. And he comes to the realization that he's done wrong and he's done wrong by his father. And he decides, "I'm going to go back to my father and I'm going to repent. And I'm going to say, I'm guilty of all of this. Would you forgive me?" And so he makes the journey back to his father's house. And as he goes back and he repents and asks for forgiveness, his father, with welcoming, loving arms, wraps his arms around his son and welcomes him back into his home. And he even goes and he kills the fatted calf and celebrates that his son has returned. And in the same way, God's grace and mercy is there for us when we make our journey back to him. Every time we sin and we decide, you know what, I don't want to live like that anymore. God, I've done wrong. Would you forgive me? God's grace and mercy hugs us, surrounds us, and welcomes us back into his kingdom. A number of years ago, when I was going out with my husband, I lied to him. He told me something once in confidence and asked me not to tell anyone, but I did. I went and told someone else. And eventually that information got back to my husband, and he knew that I had lied or I had told someone else and broken my promise, because the only person who would have known that information was me, because he was the only person who he had told. And he confronted me and he said, "Hey, Emma, someone's come to me and said this. You're the only person I told. Did you tell them?" And I blankly plainly said to him, "I did not." I defended myself and I said, "I did not. I would not have told anyone." And I lied straight to his face. And then I went off and I reflected, and I knew that that wasn't the right thing to do. I know that I shouldn't be a person who lies. And I'd also broken a promise by saying I wasn't going to do something, and then I did. And so I went back to Ronan and I said to him, "You know what? I did lie. I'm sorry. Would you forgive me?" And he did. He graciously forgave me. And I remember his eyes looking at me a little bit amused, I suppose, because he knew I'd lied to his face. And he knew I had done wrong. But in his love and his grace, when I came back and I sought his forgiveness, he graciously gave it to me and it restored our relationship. And that is the beauty of when we go to the sacrament of reconciliation, when we seek out God's forgiveness and we ask him to forgive us. His grace and mercy fall upon us perfectly, just amazingly. His love falls down upon us when we ask his forgiveness to restore our relationship with him. You know, in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, which are the teachings of the Catholic Church, it says, "Confession is an acknowledgement and praise of the holiness of God and his mercy toward us." When we confess our sins and we say, "This is what I've done wrong, would you forgive me?" We're recognizing this perfect, amazing, wonderful God who loves us and pours his grace upon us. And we say to God, "I'm sorry, please forgive me." But we're saying, "I need you, God, because I am frail, but you are perfect and I need you in my life." And when we walk out of reconciliation like I did that day all those years ago, we feel restored, because our relationship with God is restored, but also our relationship with the church, the body of Christ, is restored. And if you think about Jesus, Jesus was a restorer. He always welcomed people back into his home. You saw the stories, or you've seen the stories in the Bible, of the sinners who he welcomed back to his dinner table, who he dined with, because he restores our relationship. Once again, in the Catechism, there's a paragraph that I really love and I want to share with you. And it's 1432. It says this: "God gives us the strength to begin anew. It is in discovering the greatness of God's love that our heart is shaken by the horror and weight of sin and begins to fear offending God by sin and being separated from him." And that sentence there, I feel like that's when I was waiting for reconciliation all those years ago and just slowly waiting my turn. I feel like I started to get teary and that bit nervous, because I had realized and I was confronted by the weight of my sin, who I had become. "The human heart is converted by looking upon him who our sins have pierced. Let us fix our eyes on Christ's blood and understand how precious it is to his Father, for poured out for our salvation, it has brought to the whole world the grace of repentance." God's grace for us is always there if we would come and repent, if we would turn from sin and say to God, "I want to live your way again." I just want to finish today with just one story. And that was when my daughter Hannah had her reconciliation a number of years ago. My daughter Hannah has an intellectual disability and she doesn't talk. She's nonverbal. She can't say any words. And so I remember when we were doing the preparation for reconciliation for her with her classmates, I went to the priest and I said to him, you know, Hannah can't talk. She can't say what her sins might be. So what does that mean for her? And Father was so beautiful. And he said to me, he goes, Emma, just the act of you bringing Hannah to reconciliation, God's grace will fall down upon her and his love and mercy and grace will be on her. And I just remember thinking, wow. And really, that's all that it is for you and for I. It's all about God's grace. That as we have our conversion of heart, as we say, God, I want to live for you again. Would you forgive me for all my wrongs? That he sees that heart and his grace and his mercy and love pour down upon us. And he restores us. He restores our relationship and in who he's made us to be. So can I encourage you over these next few weeks that we have remaining in Lent to go to reconciliation? And if you haven't been for a while, that's okay. Go tell the priest that you haven't been and he will walk you through beautifully of what you need to do. And if you're not Catholic, well, then you're also welcome. You can go talk to a priest or go and talk to your pastor and ask him for God's grace to pour upon you as you ask for your forgiveness. So right now, why don't we pray? And let's ask God to come and be with us as we continue our walk through Lent. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Lord, I praise you and I thank you for your mercy and grace and your loving kindness that you pour down upon us. Thank you that we can come to you time and time again to seek your forgiveness. For every time that we do wrong, Lord Jesus, you are there. And you will welcome us back every time, Lord God. So I pray for all these women right now, everyone watching, Lord Jesus, that as we continue our journey in Lent, that you would convert our hearts, that you would call us closer to you and convict us of our wrongs, convict us of our sins, so that we can seek your forgiveness and you will time and time again pour your grace and your mercy and your love upon us. I thank you for that beautiful gift, Lord Jesus. And I ask all of this in your name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.